I'll read that and then we'll make some comments. Okay, furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God, that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness. He therefore that despiseth not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit. But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. And indeed ye do it toward all the brethren, which are in all Macedonia. But we beseech you, brethren, that ye increase more and more, and that ye study to be quiet, and to do your own business, and to work with your own hands, as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. So I guess partly I wanted to say that the last song talks about was holy, holy, holy is the Lord. And in verse 7 it says, for God hath not called us into uncleanness but into holiness. So partly in my own personal devotions, not that I'm reading in 1 Thessalonians, but it referred back to this passage. And I guess a couple things that I was thinking about was this past week, Billy Graham died, 99 years old. Sure, all of us know who he was. It's believed that he probably preached to more people than anybody on this earth. Not as live, but also on TV as well. And partly what I thought of was this. Also, we've been earlier, a lot of us men had been in the Conquer series, talking about how we please God and abstaining from many of these sexual temptations that are around us. Talking about abstaining from fornication, which really is all kinds of uncleanness, not just necessarily extramarital things, affairs. And it talks about how in verse 11 it says, and that ye study to be quiet and to do your own business and to work with your own hands as we commanded you, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, that ye may have lack of nothing. The New Century Version says, do all you can to live a peaceful life. Take care of your own business and do your own work as we have already told you. If you do, then people who are not believers will respect you. So then it goes on, I'm just reading a little bit here. It says, a peaceful life leads non-believers to respect believers. What if John the Baptist's life had not matched his words? What if he'd preached repentance and lived in immorality? What if he'd called for holiness and yet had a reputation for dishonesty? And I think that would have also, I thought about Billy Graham, his legacy, and many of you know what was referred to as the Pence Rule, where Mike Pence won't go out to eat with another woman alone. Or Billy Graham may have even taken that a step further. It said that he wouldn't go on an elevator alone with another woman, so he couldn't be falsely accused. And so he made sure that people didn't have, I guess I was thinking that, you know, if his life wouldn't have lived up to what he was preaching, then people probably wouldn't have listened to him. So, and then going on, So going on down there to verse 11 and 12, where it talks about what we're doing, that you study, be quiet, to do your own business. It says, St. Francis of Assisi once invited a young monk to accompany him to town to preach. The novice was honored at the opportunity. The two set out for the city, then walked up and down the main street, then several side streets. They chatted with peddlers and greeted the citizens. After some time, they returned by another route to the abbey. The younger man reminded Francis of his original intent. "You have forgotten, Father, that we went to town to preach." "My son," he replied, "we have preached. We have been seen by many. Our behavior was closely watched. Our attitudes were closely measured. Our words have been overheard. It was by thus that we preached our morning sermon." So I think, you know, it's not just the things that we say. It's the life that we live. And I think that ties into the last part of the chapter. I know Paul is talking to the Thessalonians about the resurrection and the hope of the resurrection, and I think that's why we live the lives that we do, because we have this hope of the resurrection. Verse 14 says, "If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." So if we didn't believe or didn't have any hope in the resurrection, or when people die, you know, we can be happy. We have to look forward to that we'll be rewarded for for the lives that we've lived, the holy lives that we've lived. And that reminded me of this other Billy Graham quote. He said, "Someday you'll read that Billy Graham died." He said, "Don't believe it. My life will just have begun." So I think that's the hope that we have in Christ. We die physically, but to look forward to the resurrection when we can be with Christ. Talks about that. It says, "The Lord himself should ascend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." So that's the comfort that we have in Christ, that we have to look forward to, is the time that we can be with him. Okay, so let's come before the Lord in prayer.